Let's go now to the NFL Network. I did not see this. Did you watch?
I did.
Okay. I heard it was pretty entertaining. Michael Irvin has somehow landed an interview with Jesse Holly. Of course, you probably kind of know the story if you're from here, that Jesse Holly, and we've had him on the show. He's a great dude. You really root for the dude.
You really do.
10 receptions for Ogletree, by the way, career.
Career, huh?
Career.
Wow.
10. Right at double digits.
I would have thought it was more. So they have, if Dez doesn't play, they have 13 career receptions on the field that for Romo.
For wide receiver,
to.
Yep.
That's something to think about. And like you said, Felix could be out?
It's questionable.
All right, so Michael Irvin and Jesse Holly, you know he was the 80th. He won Michael Irvin's reality show, and we're very upset that Michael Irvin never continued that reality show. It just had so much gold, so much, from him dressing as Darth Vader to Coach Joe. Did you ever hear, Rads, how Coach Joe actually got the nickname of Coach Joe? It's a really, really funny story, and I hate to tell it because I might get it wrong, but maybe Coach Joe would be able to tell it for us.
My name is Joe Avezzano. Most people in Dallas, they know me as Coach Joe. Got that name because of my many years with the Dallas Cowboys as a special teams coach.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So
I was wondering.
A coach and his name is Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they went Coach Joe.
I love that story.
I always wondered how he got that nickname.
It's just so funny.
So out of the box.
I can't wait for the movie.
Wrong. I always tell it wrong.
Yeah, you really do.
I kind of want him to tell it again.
Yeah, I can't wait for the movie.
Brad Pitt as Coach Joe.
How'd you get your name?
All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah.
Jesse Holly.
He was
Michael
on the reality
Irvin.
Show.
Yes.
Coach Joe was one of the coaches on the reality show. Jesse Holly won the reality show and won not anything big, we didn't think. The 80th man on the roster. Jerry opened up one spot when training camp began. We all thought he'd be cut fairly soon in the process. We thought he'll give him a couple weeks as a favor to Michael Irvin. Well, he ended up sticking around the whole camp. And they tossed him on the practice squad. Yep. And we, being cynical, thought, probably put him on the practice squad as a favor to Michael Irvin. Well, he stuck around the practice squad for a year, and I think then the next year, still on the practice squad, was when he actually got activated.
He did.
Injuries called for that. Then it turns out, you know what? He's a pretty good special teams player. Not bad. In on a lot of tackles, gets his head in there. He might be worthy of crazy hair. So then, actually in this preseason, he made a couple of big catches on third downs. And you're like, wow, he's done a little something, but it's preseason. I mean, Stephen McGee is leading the league in passing in preseason. We all remember the year that Marty B. led the league in receiving in preseason. It's preseason. Then he gets into a game. You saw the Romo having a chat with him before the final series,
would
I think it was.
Step up, son. He caught two big passes on that.
Very big third down on that drive.
Right.
We have no choice. We're going to throw it to you.
And then, of course, the one play that most people know is the 77-yard play where he broke free. Did show he didn't have that great of finishing speed, but
and he didn't have to slow down a bit to catch that pass. He, totally in stride.
But 77 yards, boy, the narrative could be way different if that ball he held so loosely dropped out of his hands or went out of bounds or maybe into the end zone and out of it. He could be the biggest GOAT. I mean the biggest. Should they have lost that game because of his mishandling of the ball? But they didn't. And he's the biggest hero. And Michael Irvin sits down and talks to him right here. He starts, of course, talking about the reality show.
Wind up chasing his fantasy on reality TV.
I got an idea for this reality show, Fourth and Long, from watching American Idol. So I did go to Jerry, and I said, Jerry, so many people have given me an opportunity. Sometimes
wait
second
and
third
so is he just saying, I came up with the idea when I watched something else and just stole it?
The concept. Yeah, the American concept, Idol not, concept.
Right.
The because talent show the concept.
Judges, right. They had the judges on Fourth and Long and the
but
people standing up.
Do you brag about having the idea that my idea was to do that? Somebody else's idea. Okay.
That's about probably how most concepts roll around.
Didn't you say that there was a lawsuit?
Back in summer 2009, three guys sued him claiming that they had had meetings and that he had taken their concept and ran with it. But then Irvin countersued them a month later, and then the whole thing went away.
Yeah, but that's why he makes a big point of, it was American Idol. It had nothing to do with these other producers
that
had this idea scripted for me.
Three days
it was
that
Simon
I stole
Cowell.
From,
when
right.
I saw Simon Cowell, that I knew right then. You know?
I'm not saying he took the idea, but if he did, then his lawyers would have told him to, you got to have a story on how you came up with the idea. You know why? Because they saw Working Girl. And she told the story to Harrison Ford, and that's how he knew that Sigourney Weaver didn't
with
come
you,
up with
it
the
always
idea.
Goes back to Working Girl.
Right. Maybe among the gayest things I've ever said, but I've said a lot of gay things. Let's continue.
Wind up chasing his fantasy on reality TV.
I got an idea for this reality show, Fourth and Long, from watching American Idol. So I did go to Jerry, and I said, Jerry, so many people have given me an opportunity. Sometimes second and third opportunities. I would love to actually give someone an opportunity to play in the National Football League.
At that time, I was working for a security guard. I worked from 11 at night to 7 in the morning, and I worked from 10 to 3 part-time at T-Mobile. I was at work, and I got a call from the PR guy at the University of North Carolina, and that's how I heard about the show.
All right.
Yeah, we've heard that story before from him.
There we go.
Then they go on to talk, of course, about the big play.
When you lined up, you saw the defense coming up, getting ready to bite on that play action. Did you think, wow, this is coming to me?
When I lined up, I knew that I was the first, second, third, and fourth option on that play. If the safety stays high,
hold on a second.
I sit it down.
The first, second, third, or fourth option.
He said or?
How many options are there?
Well, there are 11 total, but if some of those are not eligible.
Right.
Nagy is the 11th.
Yeah, he could have handed off to Nagy.
He's not
going to
throw it to Rowdy.
And he's not going to throw it to himself. So you took the court to the promo.
Like, just by the fact that you're on the field, aren't you the first, second, third,
right.
or fourth out? Like, you're a wide receiver.
And
you're eligible.
I think it's a two-man route also, because Witten stayed in the block. So what are you
so
talking
clearly,
about?
But I was ahead of the fullback, by God.
You're clearly enough.
Wow.
Okay.
When you lined up, you saw the defense coming up, getting ready to bite on that play action. Did you think, wow, this is coming to me?
When I lined up, I knew that I was the first, second, third, and fourth option on that play. If the safety stays high, I sit it down at 17 yards. If he comes low and bites on the play action, you give him a little bit and go over the top.
Or you had a read.
So I had
a read. Or you had to read.
Right.
You
got to read it. So when I come off, Tony does the play action, he takes off.
Oh, yeah.
And when he does that, at that moment, I go,
you had a read. Whoa. You didn't just run a route. You ran a read.
You give him a little bit and go over the top.
Or you had a read.
So I had
a read. Or you had to read.
Right.
You
got to read it. So when I come off,
I've heard about this thing called reads. Oh, wow.
Put your hands together.
Who did that?
For reads.
You've learned how to read.
Read.
You know, he does
give
realize.
A bit and go over the top.
Or you had a read.
So I had a
read. Or you had to read.
Right.
He does realize this guy
you
plays
read.
Wide receiver at North Carolina.
So you
they
had
might
to read.
Do some reads.
And afterwards, you said you ran.
Right, Tom. He is a receiver in the National Football League. He's not
right.
the only
you
person that
a read.
That has
you
a
read.
Read
a read.
I thought you just ran straight down the field.
I was just so happy you ran in the right direction.
And it wasn't like his college level reading. If the safety bit,
right.
he goes.
It's like junior high school level
if
reads.
If he stays, you sit. That's the read.
Oh, you read.
You give him a little bit and go over
you
top.
Reader.
Oh, you had a read.
Hold on, so start it there again because you hear the initial, when the light bulb goes off. Oh,
you give them a little bit and go over the top.
Or you had a read.
So I had
a read. Or you had
so,
to read. Right.
You read.
You're such a reader.
Wow.
Oh. Reading.
I think I just made a little pill in my pants.
Reading is fun. Is that the end of the cut?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Basically it. That's the greatest audio I've ever heard. You read.
We need him back on TV.
After reading. Oh, and then there's one more. Fan reaction.
Yeah, fan reaction to the big play. Okay.
No one living expected Jesse Holland to help the Dallas Cowboys win a football game.
I don't even deserve it, man.
You think about how many people will hear this story and will be inspired by it.
The people that I've come in encounter with since Sunday have all been like, you've inspired me. You've inspired me to go back to school. You've inspired me to do something that I never thought I can do. And for me, that's amazing. And sometimes we have to go through things for other people. And I'm just glad that I was chosen to do it.
Wow.
Wow.
Little overblown?
No.
I mean, so you see Holly going, streaking down the field, 77 yards, and you look and say, I'm going to go get my degree.
I'm going back to college.
I mean,
I'm going back to college, Mama.
I really need to go back to school and get my degree because he ran 77 yards.
Thank you, Jesse Holly.
I'm going to read.
Then you can learn to read.
Yeah. Holly read, so I need to learn how to read.
Go fool,
get my GED.
I now know how to run a VCR. Thank you, Jesse Holly.
Play, we got to hear cut two.
Give him a little bit and go over the top.
Or you had a read.
So I had a
read. Or you had to read.
Right.
You have to read.
You got to read it. So when I come off, Tony does the play
action.
He's
so happy.
He's chuckling.
Michael Irvin is.
Because he had a read. Come on, Dan.
That's good stuff.
Don't you understand?
That's good stuff. Well, we'll see how effective he can be when somebody's game planning.
Right. And now he's going the whole Miles Austin route. You know, hey, Miles Austin went from nowhere.
I've been reading a lot of that. We got to slow down, man.
Just tap it. You know what? That was a great play. You helped win that football game.
Even Miles Austin, after his first game, which he had like 200 yards, he had to slow down.
Right,
until
right.
he can do it again. That's the whole thing about this NFL.
He went
a lot of guys do something once.
The game before, not even knowing if he's going to start that next week because he was wide open and Romo didn't even look his way to this. That's a great story. But yeah, let's just hold off a little bit.
Of course,
bit.
Back then we didn't know if he could read.
Do it again.
What happened on that play, though? What happened on that play?
You give him a little bit and go over the top.
Or you had a read.
So I had.
Or you had to read.
Right.
You have to read.
You got
to
read it. So when I come off.
Oh, red. You read.
I got a special treat for you this evening. A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman. From the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own Mr. Randy Watson. Yes!
You give him a little bit and go over the top.
Or you had a read.
So I had
a read. Or you had to read.
Right.
You have to read.
You got
to
read.
And Holly was like, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
I did have to read.
I like things that are fun. It is 1:13. We have to read.
Oh.
We have to get you a ticker.
I'm going to read that.
Sean's going to read.
You going to read scores?
I'm going to read.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. I'm going to read.